Chapter 8. Bezog sat in front of his fireplace, with the elderwood staff in his lap, violet eyes glaring into the fire. He was infuriated. The woman, tall and shady, offered little news. All she said was, Sasha, Rary, and Samaz were doing well. She told him to be patient, and they would be returned soon. That had been 3 days ago. He'd been fuming ever since.
Pa,
he said.
Pa, indeed. Can we not depart, search them out?
Ben said.
And return unnoticed? Certainly you have something inside your spell book.
Bezog didn't respond. There were such spells, but at the moment, he didn't even know where to begin his search. And it was risky. He needed to put his faith in the dragonettes for now. He let the powers from the Elderwood staff and his own merge. Mystic energy coursed through his veins. There was nothing he'd rather do than turn that garden for acolytes into a pile of ash right now.
How much longer can you trust them?
Ben said, scratching the trim beard on his face.
I hope you're not thinking 5 years. My bones get sore as these days go on. I'm not an elf.
We'll see,
Bezog muttered.
The rendezvous is within the year. If we don't arrive, well, our friends will know something is awry.
I want to be there,
Ben said.
I want to see who shows up. For all we know, the dragons have hunted Brenwar and all the roamers down.
We'll have to get word to them or of them by some other means. However, for now, all I guess we can do is wait.
Bezog looked to Ben.
Go into town. Enjoy yourself.
Ben slumped down on the sofa and propped his feet on the table.
When you start enjoying yourself, I'll start enjoying myself. Sheesh.
Sasha stirred, cold and dirty, clothes in tatters. She lay on the cold dirt floor. She and her sons had been sitting inside this large cave for days. Lizardmen and acolytes kept watch on them. And something else. A Dracus. One of the most horrible creatures she'd ever seen. An abomination of man and dragon. It called the shots now. She struggled into a sitting position with her hands clasped behind her back. Her ankles were bound. Both her sons lay still, resting. The cave mouth opened to the starry night sky, and against it, all she could see were the silhouettes of the lizard men who guarded the entrance with spears. Her stomach groaned. Little food, little water, little comfort. That was life now. Every new day, miserable. She scooted towards her sons. Rary moaned as she bumped him. She could see the swelling on his face in the dimness. He and Samaz attempted an escape days earlier. They took down 2 lizard men and 3 clerics. Then the Dracus appeared. It struck hard, fast, ferocious. The boy's skills could not prevail against it, and all was lost again. But the excitement, the feeling of freedom charged her blood. Anger pumped inside her chest. The Dracus would pay for this. Her eyes rested on Samaz. His heavy chest rose and fell. He coughed and sputtered a little. He'd taken as many lumps as Rary. The brothers, though at odds, fought like wild tigers for each other and their mother. The little acolyte that warned them made them pay for it. He dragged them over mud and stone. She shuddered a sigh. She curled up between them, lay down, and closed her eyes, absorbing the warmth between them.
I might not have a rock to my name, but I have them, and that's everything I need.
Her heavy lids began to close. Her eyes popped open. Something gnawed on something somewhere.
Rats!
She jerked and shimmied. A yellow glimmer caught her eye. A tiny creature gnawed at the beads on her feet. No bigger than a mouse, it had tiny wings and bright yellow eyes. Her heart leaped inside her chest.
A dragon!
Its little claws sawed through her bonds. It let out a dragony squeak. Sasha stretched out her hands. Its wings buzzed to life and it floated over to Sama's feet. A second cherry-colored dragon joined it. In seconds, the cords were cut and Sama's feet were free. The gnawing continued at her wrists. The cords snapped behind her and she freed her arms. A tiny cobalt dragon flew in front of her and darted to the cords on Rari's feet. Seconds later, everyone was free. The boys woke, blurry eyes filled with wonder. The tiny dragons sat in front of them and started marching towards the front of the cave.
What do we do?
Rari whispered. The dragon stopped and turned. The red one let out a tiny roar, turned and marched onward again, straight for the guards at the cave entrance. Sasha pressed her hands into the dirt. They hadn't been free in days, and now she tapped into the world's arcane energies. Exhilaration rushed through her. She stood up, grabbed her sons by the hands, and said,
"Let's go."
Silently, they crept towards the guards. The dragonettes buzzed in front of the lizard men, who tried to shoo them away. Rari sprang behind one, Sama's the other. Rari slipped the lizard man's sword from its scabbard and chopped it down. Sama's pounced on the other's neck and choked it to the ground. It was quiet. It was quick. It wasn't without notice. A bolt of power blasted into the cave rock, searing Rari's head. Sasha's eyes locked on the lead acolyte. His head glowed, and his eyes blazed with fire. Lizard men rushed up the slopes. Acolytes muttered and moaned. Sasha understood their ways. They channeled energy into the small, ghostly leader in plum robes.
We'll see about that.
Raising her hands above her head, she flipped her fingertips out. Bright shards of blue light sprayed from her hands and cut through the mass of men. The leader howled in rage and flung an arc of power up the hill. It slammed into the three of them, lifting them from their feet and back into the cave. Dazed, Rari shook off the blow and popped back on his feet. Steel swords from the guards filled both hands, and he twirled them with grace and ease. Two more lizard men arrived at the mouth of the cave.
Ah, what a pleasant surprise,
he said.
Dying lizard man.
The lizard men lunged with barbed spears. Rari hopped high over them and struck, sinking his blades in one chest each.
So nice to meet you.
Acolytes and lizard men fell. The dragonettes swarmed. Bright sparks of lightning and lancing fire burned through robes and skin. Smoke from the yellow one caused sluggishness and confusion. Their tiny attacks were nevertheless a whirlwind of terror unleashed on evil. Sasha rushed down the slope with power-filled hands. The greasy acolyte greeted her with his own power. Mystic forces collided. Weak and starved, Sasha fell to her knees. The haunting man cackled. Sasha swayed on the ground and watched the man come closer.
I only have to keep you alive, he said, but only barely. Let's have some fun, shall we?
He raised his arms in the air. Sasha sprang to her feet and locked her fingers around his neck.
Yes, let's have some fun, shall we?
She channeled her sorcerous energies. The veteran acolyte twisted and fought, his hands locked on her wrists, searing them. Sasha held on.
No, you don't.
A torrent of energy coursed through her. The acolyte gasped. His eyes shone like moons. His body stiffened, cracked, and turned ashen. Sasha shoved him away. His body fell and broke into pieces. Gasping, she searched for her sons. The first thing she saw was the Dracus, armed to the neck in heavy metal, horns twisting on its head. It engaged her sons once again. Rary's blades glanced away. Sama's punches and kicks were futile. The dragonettes were discharging everything they had. Nothing slowed it. It struck hard. Rary fell. Fast. Sama's collapsed. It flicked the dragonettes away and faced off on Sasha.
Don't you hurt my sons again,
Sasha said. It cocked its head and strolled right at her, with a demonic look in its eyes. She summoned everything she had left, lifted her arms over her head, and unleashed it at him. The Dracus stopped. Nothing happened. The Dracus laughed and came right at her again. She sagged to her knees. Rary came. Samas came. The Dracus pounded them down with supernatural strength. Crying out, Sasha rushed over and covered her boys.
It's too late for them,
the Dracus said.
It's too late for all of you.
The tiny cobalt dragonette blasted lightning in its face. The Dracus swatted it away.
Please be gone. I have death to deliver to these other feasty ones.
Its sword scraped from its scabbard. The metal glinted in the moonlight.
For Barnabas,
it said, raising the sword up high. A shadow dropped from the sky. A cherry-scaled dragon landed behind the Dracus. The Dracus to it was as a dog is to a horse. The Dracus spun and struck. Its steel glanced off the dragon's armored belly. Fast as a snake, the dragon's maw clamped over the Dracus entirely. Metal and bone crunched. The Dracus squirmed and squirmed no more. The crimson dragon slung the mangled corpse into the dirt. Fire surged from its mouth. It disintegrated every evil being in the camp. Sasha gaped when the dragon turned to her. Its belly was a lighter shade of red, and it had small twisting horns and long black eyelashes.
Thank you,
Sasha managed to say. The dragon dug its claw into the earth and made a circle with two slashes through it. Sasha knew that symbol. Bezog had shown it to her before. A thrill rushed through her. It was the sign of Balzur, the Dragon King.